I started going along to the advertised meetings of a group that was campaigning on environmental and social justice issues. And not long after I'd started going to the meetings, actually, a guy called John Barker started coming to the meetings and attending on a regular basis. He had a van, and he used to offer to drive people home from the meetings and to protests. And it all seemed very helpful at the time. You know, most of us didn't have vehicles. In retrospect now, I realise that actually it was a very good way for them to find out where we all lived. But at the time, it just seemed like a helpful gesture. John actually pursued me for a relationship. He kind of engaged me in quite a few deep conversations about personal subjects. He asked me out a couple of times, and he sent me like Valentine's card and a birthday card expressing love for me. After that, what happened was he told me that his mother had died and that he needed to go to New Zealand for her funeral. He borrowed money off me to go to the funeral, and then the night before he got the flight to go there, he stayed at my place and he kind of poured his heart out, and we became kind of, you know, emotionally close. And when he got back, we basically got together. And it's only, you know, years and years later that I found out that actually it's all false and his mother wasn't dead. And this was just a ruse to kind of, you know, engage my emotions so that I'm drawn closer towards him. And you know, to be honest, I think it's really evil to manipulate people's emotions in that way. Just so that, you know, they can be used as a mechanism of spying on political movements. He met my parents, he met my sisters. When I went to visit them, he came with me. You know, he was just, like, completely involved with my life. I fell absolutely madly in love with him in a way that I'd never fallen in love with anyone before or since. And it's only now, looking back and hearing the other women's stories, a similar process happened to them, that we've realised that this is all part of their training, that they mirror your likes and dislikes, so that, you know, you do feel this really close emotional attachment to them, and you think you've met your soulmate. You think, we've just shared so many interests, you know, I want to spend my life with this person. Yeah, the emotions were just really, really intense. He seemed to be going through some kind of an emotional breakdown. He would tell me stories about how he felt alone in the world, that both his parents had died, that the only woman that he'd ever loved before me had left him, and that he felt that I was going to do the same to him, and he couldn't cope with the thought of that, so his way of dealing with it was to kind of run away from it. He told me one day that he'd thrown all his mother's jewellery in a river because, you know, he felt that she never really loved him. And he kind of went through all this real emotional kind of angst, and I was worried about him and whether he was suicidal. He was in tears. He said he was at Heathrow Airport and he was about to leave the country. And then within a couple of days, I got a letter saying much the same thing. He couldn't cope anymore. He was running away and he was getting on a plane to South Africa. And that if he ever sorted his head out, he would come back. I was absolutely, totally upset at losing the person I felt so close to. And I was also sick with worry that he might kill himself, you know. He seemed in such a kind of precarious emotional state that I just didn't know what he might do. I tried to track him down, you know. I phoned consulates, embassies, hostels. After that, I had a couple more letters from him that were postmarked from South Africa, in which he, again, apologised for what he'd done, but said if he ever sorted himself out, that he'd come back. He never came back. A couple of years later, I went into the Family Records Centre and I started looking through death records for his name, starting from his year of birth. And basically what I found was that he had been using the identity of a child that had died. And when I found that out, it was like, you know, now I don't even know the name of the person that I've been in a relationship with, you know. This person who I've spent so much of my life with and, you know, who I really loved and who I live with, and I don't even know his name. All the photographs that I've got, all the memories that I've got are of a nameless stranger, you know. What do you do with that? Basically, piecing together the clues that I'd had, eventually I found his marriage certificate. And that in itself was devastating, in that he was married at the time that I was having a relationship with him. And I didn't know, obviously, I didn't know anything about the fact that he was married. But what then hit me like a ton of bricks was that on the marriage certificate, it listed his occupation as police officer. And, you know, when I read that, I just felt utterly sick and really violated. It ripped me apart, basically, just reading that. It's all had a long-lasting effect on my ability to trust other people, and on my ability to trust my own judgment as well. And also, certainly, it's had an effect on my ability to get into new relationships, trust people enough to get into new relationships. I felt for a really long time that I shouldn't get into another relationship unless it kind of had the level of shared interests and intensity of feeling that I had with John. But as he was the completely false persona, that's never going to happen, is it? You can't get a more complete invasion of people's privacy than this. You know, they shared our homes, our lives, our hopes, and, you know, our dreams for the future. And for what? Because we wanted to create a fairer, more just society. I think it's a really gross abuse of trust and of people's basic human rights to privacy to invade people's lives to this extent just for the sake of basically informing on political movements, controlling dissent, and trying to manipulate those movements to make them less effective.